Welcome to the Friday, September the 30th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our ninth episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Since this is my podcast, I do get the liberty to say happy birthday to my beautiful bride, Tammy Butts. Today is her birthday, and I am excited to celebrate with her this evening as she celebrates her day. If you're tuning in to our audio podcast for the first time, welcome. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. Every Friday at 1 p.m., along with the Parent Square message that includes a link to this podcast, there are a few links that you don't want to miss. First, there's a link to nominate a person or program to be featured in a future episode. There's also a link to a trivia question that's related to the podcast, so be sure to listen carefully. Submit your answer before Sunday at midnight for a chance to win one Jeans Day for you and your team or department. The winner will be announced during next week's Briefings with Butts podcast. We'd like to congratulate last week's winner, Amanda Crosby, at Wayne Preparatory Academy. Congratulations, Amanda. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. We do continue to work through our strategic planning process, and this week we completed a very important milestone for that process. We've worked hard to hear as many perspectives as possible so that our strategic plan is representative of our community and our stakeholder groups. I'm so proud of the level of engagement from our staff, students, parents, and community. This past Tuesday, we hosted three town halls with parents and community leaders. In addition, we've had 8,325 survey responses. We've talked to 14 focus groups and interviewed 7 families through our empathy interviews. We'd like to thank you for your continued participation and support of this process. Also, this past Monday, we kicked off our latest energy savings project, installing solar canopies at the Education Center. This project will take the Education Center off of the electric grid to be powered 100% by solar, eliminating future energy costs for the building. The Education Center has relinquished its main parking lot for construction until around winter break. So a reminder, during this time, the front entrance will remain opening, and there will be limited short-term parking on the south side of the lot for visitors. We ask any staff that are going to be at the Education Center for more than 15 minutes to park across the street on the southwest corner of Ben Davis University High School and the Adult Education Building. There's a shuttle that runs between the staff parking area at BDU and the Education Center from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday. The shuttle will also operate the first week of fall break, but will not be operating the second week of fall break as the district is closed. Wayne continues our celebration of National Hispanic Heritage Month, September the 15th through October the 15th. If you haven't already, be sure to check out the Hispanic Heritage Month videos on our district Facebook and Twitter. A couple of reminders, we are very excited to be meeting with parents during our official parent-teacher conferences that start next week. We will have two evenings in every building where parents will be meeting with teachers for 4-hour blocks. And as a reminder, the following Monday, October the 10th, is a paid day, even though teachers will not be working on that day in exchange for those 2 4-hour parent-teacher conference nights. Also, certified staff, don't forget to submit your service hours action plan in Talent Ed by October the 7th. That is next Friday, if you would like to receive the additional benefit for the 23-24 contract year. While you still have a little time, also a reminder that staff are required to reset your passwords before October the 25th. If you don't get that done by October the 26th, your login will expire and you'll be forced to change it. Building TAs are trained in this process and ready to assist you if you have any questions. Flu season is around the corner. We are offering flu shots at no cost to our employees in each of our buildings. Make sure to look for communication from your principal on when that will be offered in your location. And be sure to take advantage of the opportunity. A reminder that if you're not able to get a flu shot while they are in your building, you may also check the schedule to find other buildings and other opportunities to still get your free flu shot through the Wayne Wellness Program. Speaking of Wayne Wellness, don't forget about the Bingo Challenge. There's still a week left in the Wayne Wellness Bingo Challenge, which is plenty of time to check off those healthy activities on your bingo card. If you haven't already, check your inbox for that email from the Wayne Wellness coaches for details and to print your bingo card. I'm excited to welcome our special guest this week, our board president, Mr. Ben Wakefield. Welcome, Mr. Wakefield.
Thank you for having me.
This is my boss, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Wakefield, you are a resident of our community. Your children attend Wayne Township Schools. Can you share a little bit more with our listeners about your family?
Yeah, I'm married to my wife, Jen. We've been married 16 years, and we have three beautiful children. They all attend McClellan Elementary. Maya, she's in sixth grade. Hannah, she's in fourth. And Jack, he's in kindergarten, and we're super proud of them.
Hopefully they'll smile beamingly as they hear their names on our podcast this week. I know that you're a proud father and are often talking about your children and their accomplishments and your wife. I know that she's your best friend, your partner, and definitely is an active part of everything that you do. Talk about a little bit, when you're not serving on the school board, what do you do? What's your daily job?
Well, my daily job is I'm a pastor at Lyndhurst Baptist Church. I've been there now for 13 years, and my wife and I, that's why we moved to Indianapolis, and we became Hoosiers.
Wow. And I happened to be by the church the other day when you were having an event just to the south end of the church. You have a special project that's going on with the church. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Our church is offering some land and partnering with Circle City Villages. Their goal is to build 18 tiny homes and a community building to help with neighbors who are struggling with homelessness, to get them some stability by using really community. It's an idea that homelessness is a profound loss of community, and part of the healing process is using community to help people get back on their feet.
What an amazing outreach project, and I had a chance to tour one of those little homes a couple weekends ago. Really great opportunity for somebody who is trying to get back on their feet, trying to improve their quality of life.
Oh, the homes are beautiful. We are so excited about it.
Wow. You ran for the school board. You currently serve as our board president, but that was not you weren't board president when you got elected. You were a board member. Can you talk a little bit, and do you recall what led you to run for school board?
I think it really started with my kids were in school, and then also I was at the church now long enough. We have a preschool that we had a preschool student in every age level that I had worked with. It was just surprising that I'd been there that long. And I've always believed that churches and schools are some of the most two important entities in our community, and I've always was blessed already to be serving in one, and I thought, how neat would it be to get to serve in the school as well?
Of course, you're service-minded, but when we think about and talking to our community, not everybody knows what a school board does. What is the role of the school board?
That's a great question. Michael Adamson, he's the director of board services in Indiana, says school boards are accountable to everything and manage nothing. And I think that's a great definition. But really, it's our job to help set policies that the school goes by. Some of those policies are dictated by state or federal, but some are very unique to our community. And really looking at budget and making sure that the budget is balanced and the numbers are where they need to be and resources are being put in the places that they need to be put in.
Yeah, so board policy, of course, making sure that the budget is passed and is followed, and then also the superintendent.
Yes, you mentioned earlier, I am your boss. So we are responsible for hiring and firing a superintendent, and a good superintendent makes a board member's job easy, and our job has been easy thanks to your leadership.
Talk a little bit about, well, thank you. I appreciate that, but it is definitely a relationship that is built over time. And so when you think about the professional development that is available for you as a board member and for the other board members in the MSC of Wayne Township, what does that look like?
That's a great question, because I think most people go running for school board, we don't really have a full grasp of everything that's involved. And so we come in with different ideas. And so there's board training that happens right off the bat. What do boards do? What boards shouldn't be doing? And what it takes to be a healthy board member. There are seven board members, and I am only one. So we are like a seven-head monster. I can't do anything without the rest of my team. And so we have ongoing training. We have something coming up this Monday We'll have something coming up in November. A lot of opportunities to learn how to be effective and how to serve our students and schools best.
Yeah, you mentioned Monday and Tuesday. It is the annual ISBA, which is the Indiana School Board Association, and IAPSS, which is the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents, annual conference where board members and superintendents from all over the state will converge on the convention center in downtown Indianapolis. There will be breakout sessions. There will be keynote speakers. There will be lots of opportunities to not only collaborate with other board members, but to learn some of the successful things that are happening in other schools that may be able to be implemented here in Wayne Township and maybe fit into that strategic plan that we've been working so hard on and that we had those great meetings with this past Tuesday. When you think about your role as a leader on the board now, you're president of the board, how did that come about, and what is the additional responsibility for the board president?
Yeah, great question. This is my fourth year, so I'm finishing up my first term. I don't really know how it came to happen for me to be president, honestly. I think there's been a lot of ongoing idea that the board president doesn't need to be one person all the time. And so a shared leadership style, which I really appreciate. And so we've had, since I've been there, many different people filling that role as president and taking time to step down and allowing someone else to take up those responsibilities. And so I just appreciate everyone on the board and their leadership. I've learned so much from them, and they were very supportive in allowing me to take that opportunity to fill that position. And it's been quite a learning process for sure. Really, it's just keeping the board with one voice. I mean, they know what they're doing. They have the knowledge. They have the information. They're such a strong board that really it kind of just takes care of itself.
That you talk about the community engagement, talk about what our board does. When you think about our community and not necessarily knowing how to communicate with the board, what are some suggestions that you have if a community member, a parent, wants to communicate with the board and share a question, a concern, a positive comment, or just make some suggestions?
Absolutely. Of course, our emails are public. You can always do that. Our phone numbers are public. You can Google those and find those pretty easy. And I definitely welcome those. You can text me if you text. I take text messages. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter. So really, any way you want to start a conversation is good. And I think most of the board members are willing to take time to answer those emails, answer those phone calls. And, you know, even if it's something that needs to be a little more extensive, sitting down for a cup of coffee, we have some great places to drink coffee. We are definitely willing to do that. And we do recommend talk to your board members, because you can learn a lot by just sitting down and having a conversation with them.
You also mentioned that this is the end of your first term and would like to congratulate you and the other three members whose terms are also up this year. Running unopposed is I think, something very special and certainly makes it easier on the campaign trail between now and November. So what does that say to you when we have four of our board members who are running unopposed?
Well, first of all, I think it speaks to their leadership. They've been doing a fantastic job. Besides me, the other board members who, and Ramika, the two other board members, they've been on for a while. So two of us are really running for our first re-election in a sense. But I think the strong work that's been done by our district, by our board members, really speaks to why the four of us are able to come back and we're running unopposed.
Yeah. We talk about the future a little bit of Wayne Township, and you had the opportunity to participate this past Tuesday in one of those town hall sessions with community leaders. What were some of the things you heard that you're going to take back to future board meetings that are going to give you some maybe a different perspective, a different lens in how you look at your role on the board?
Oh, man, these were some great conversations that we've had with former students, with people working with immigration population, with grandparents, with people who are working in the schools. And I, first of all, just hearing a lot of appreciation of what our schools do, the facilities that are available, the ways that we reach out to students on all levels. And I think really just listening to their concerns about how we deal with mental health with students, which is something that, you know, we've been working on and trying to be better at. But I think that's really a concern a lot of community members have. They've seen the stress and the pressure that COVID and other things have put on our students. And I think that's just something we have to continue thinking about and making sure it's in the forefront.
Absolutely. Well, three questions that are not related to you being a board member. What do you like to do when you are not working?
I love to read and spend time with my family. And when I get to do both those things at the same time, it's special. Right now we're reading through The Hobbit together, and it's a lot of fun.
So your own family book discussion.
That's right. Absolutely.
If you had one favorite place on earth, where would it be?
This last May, I took my oldest daughter to Yellowstone Park, and Yellowstone Park is amazing. It is undersold. It is one of the most fantastic places I could ever even imagine seeing. Every 5 minutes, we just said, this is so beautiful.
Wow. It's definitely a place to put on a bucket list.
Absolutely. Go, go, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today has been board president and Wayne Township parent, Wayne Township community member, Pastor Ben Wakefield. Thank you so much, Mr. Wakefield, for joining us and for sharing a little bit more about your life and about your role as a school board president.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Coming up next Wednesday, October the 5th, is Appreciation Day for administrators, supervisors, and assistant supervisors. Also, for fall conferences, we want to again thank everyone for all of your hard work in coordinating and scheduling next week's fall conferences with parents. Such an important time to connect with our families and partner with them to support our students' success. We know this is not the only time that you communicate with parents and develop that relationship between school and home, but we do appreciate that we are being very intentional next week to make sure that we have 100% outreach for our parents to be able to connect with their child's teacher. So thank you for all your hard work in putting that together and coordinating those schedules. Good luck to our Ben Davis Giants at tonight's football game at Carmel High School. Also, remember to get your tickets for the upcoming Wayne Township Education Foundation's Celebrate Wayne event on November the 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's a dual celebration, celebrating the 30 years of the Wayne Township Education Foundation and the 60th anniversary of the MSD of Wayne Township. Tickets start at $30 and can be purchased on the Wayne Township Education Foundation website at wtef.wayne.k12.in.us. That is it for this week. Be sure to tune in next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. And enjoy your weekend.